All right, friends. So as a little going away sheer present for leaving the old city, I wanted to do top 10 list of do's and top 10 don'ts around the Kotel, around the Western Wall. Now, I'm not saying goodbye to the Kotel because I'll still be there most likely pretty much every day. But just something, as someone who's at the Kotel almost every day, my personal thoughts of how to rack up some amazing mitzvahs and chas v'shalom the opposite at our holy Western Wall. So let's start chronologically. When you're walking down to the Kotel, you see those security guards, and sometimes they're a little gruff, that's their job, but you can give them a smile, and you can say good morning, and or even say thank you, or you can be all, you know, mean to them, because, I mean, that's sometimes our natural inclination. They're as if making our life a little harder. But in reality, they're there to protect us. They're just doing their job. And plus, if you're nice to them, then they'll probably be nicer to you. In my experience, that's definitely true. Okay, so that's the do smile, don't be not nice to those security guards. Also, as an obvious, don't skip the line in an annoying way, which will bother a tourist that these locals are, you know, skipping the line. That could just make a chilul Hashem. Do be friendly and nice. Sometimes I even have the opportunity to sing and learn and make it, while you're waiting online, a joyous experience, or even meet some new people while you're waiting online. Make the best of the situation. Or Shlomo used to take his guitar out and make the best of those waiting scenarios. So we'll have him in mind. Okay, so that's really one and two. Now, on the way down to the Kotel, you might encounter some folk who are going to ask you for some tzedakah, for some charity. So make sure to greet them with a smile. They're very nice. I know a lot of them. If you have some fresh food, especially soup in the winter, they love it. Give them a smile. You may not want to give away all your money, but certainly a half shekel won't make you broke. And again, they're not doing anything wrong by being on the staircase. Hashem should bless them to be mentally healthy and get good jobs. In the actual Kotel itself, I don't give tzedakah because it's illegal and it makes the Kotel a place where you can't daven, but certainly on the steps, great place to share the love, as again was Rav Shlomo's custom, to give everyone a lot of love on the way down to the Kotel, before we daven. So do be kind on the way to the Kotel. Number three, a lot of times on the way to the Kotel, people will ask you if they can join their minyan. I might be one of those guys sometimes. Do answer them, say yes or no, but do, you have an amazing opportunity to make people's lives happier by making a minyan, by smiling, and at least even if you can't join their minyan because you have a different minyan that you want to go to, by not ignoring them if you don't have to. Nobody likes to be ignored. I can tell you from a lot of experience, so just, you know, politely be nice about it. Don't ignore people. It's not so nice. Certainly, do try to help our mitzvah boys to make, you know, a lot of times I worked as a bar mitzvah guide and we really needed help to get that minyan. Not every bar mitzvah boy has a minyan with them. Do try to mechazek. There's a guy at the Kotel and he, you know, helps other people make their minyans. That's what he does. And it's an amazing opportunity to do b'avta l'rechka kamocha. Maybe you can even hop around and, you know, answer amen at this minyan, answer amen at that minyan. It's an awesome opportunity to help people out. And you'll be very popular. There's actually a guy who walks around being the Kohen man, giving brachas to every minyan, because everyone loves a Kohen, get that extra mitzvah d'oraisa in there. So you can be that guy if you come in with right consciousness. Do sing with other minyans, mechazek them, dance with other bar mitzvah boy minyans, or other chasana minyans, make it lebedik, make it kavalt. I know as a chazan, a lot of times people don't sing with me, and it makes my life hard. I can even have one guy singing with me. It changes the whole experience. So do sing along. Don't shush other minions. After all, it's the Kotel, and everyone has the right to sing and daven in their own way. And if you don't like it, well, don't come to the Kotel. But don't shush other minions. On the other hand, you can sing with them. You can move your minion a little farther from the singing if you don't like it. But the Kotel is a place where everyone should have the ability to express their connection to Hashem. And at the same time, of course, we should be sensitive and try to make space, everyone in their own way. Do help another yid make a kaddish, make any mitzvah. People are always looking for help at the Kotel. do make your own minions with a lot of singing and joy and your own unique avoda. But if somebody else wants to be the chazan, maybe you don't have to be the chazan that day. Do mevater. Do let him be the chazan. Do help him out. It creates a lot of beautiful angels of mitzvahs and shamayim. Do, on the way down to the kotel, help a lady with her agala, with her baby carriage. You would be surprised at how often people get forgotten. My wife tells me she needs help all the time in the old city. Not everyone always remembers to help her, so you have so many opportunities to help people with their baby carriages, to help tourists who are not sure how to get to the kotel or in the old city. So many mitzvahs. As long as we're looking around for opportunities, we can find those opportunities. As long as we make time and space for those mitzvahs, they will be there for us. Do bring an extra pen and paper. People love David writing a tefillah at the kotel, especially secular Israelis, but also really everybody loves it. So bring an extra pen and paper. Do bring an extra kippah clip. Right? You don't know how many times the paper kippahs fly away and people are embarrassed and people can't dance and sing on a Friday night. One little kippah clip can change someone's entire experience and just light people up. Say, wow, you're so kind. You gave me a kippah clip. You're thoughtful. And it makes such a Kiddush Hashem. So bring, they're pretty cheap. I think they sell them for 1.5 shekel at near Max Stock. If you're curious where, call me up. I'll let you know my secret stash. Every Friday night is my favorite mitzvah. Give out those kippah clips. Give them to the birthright kids. It'll help them dance, and they'll love it. Do grab people on a Friday night. Bring them into the minyan. They want to get involved. They want to sing, especially the Gentiles. They want to experience real, true kotel joy. They just don't have that crazy guy to bring them in. So throw them in there. Do make an awesome, singing, joyous minyan on Friday night. Everyone wants that. And help people get into it. That's what it's all about. Do mechazik the chazan. Don't shush him. Don't say, no, hurry up. Let the chazan do his thing. If you don't want to join his minyan, nobody's forcing you to. Everything I'm saying here is from a lot of experience. Do greet tourists with a smile. Don't scream at them. Don't shush them. Don't be mean to them. And don't knock people over when they're in their amidah, as often happens to me. Do try to make space for others. All right, those are some do's and don'ts of the kotel. Oh, one more, a bonus. Don't hog all the chairs. A lot of times people make their own minions and they hog all the chairs. There aren't enough chairs to go around. Sometimes people take 2 chairs to stand a little taller, or they take 20 chairs for their minion, and they won't share with the rest of the people. It's not their chairs. It's the chairs of the kotel. And people got to learn to be a little less territorial and share the love. Do instead, when you get a chair for yourself, bring 5 chairs, bring 10 chairs, help other people to enjoy the kotel experience. The main idea is, when you're looking for mitzvahs to do, there's an endless amount of Bein Adam L'Chaver that we could do when we're just going to daven and to Hashem at the kotel, or really anywhere. Hashem should bless us to always be looking for opportunities to give. Have a beautiful, beautiful day.